It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Publishing tool Socialflow has discovered that people are liking and retweeting longer Twitter messages more frequently than the traditional 140-character limit versions. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Earlier in 2017, Twitter shook things up by doubling the character limit users have when they compose their messages. Traditionally, once you hit 140 characters, that was it. But Twitter's change meant you suddenly had an additional 140 characters to make your point. It might not be the great American novel, but suddenly users didn't need to struggle to find a short synonym for words like ginormous. Twitter rolled out the change gradually. In November 2017, the company announced that this switch to 280 characters would become a global feature. Almost. It turns out that in the Chinese, Japanese, and Korean versions of Twitter, you'll still need to express your ideas in 140 characters or fewer. The 140 character limit wasn't just an arbitrary number to begin with, at least not completely. Twitter's origins are tied to SMS text messages. SMS stands for short message service, and it really just means text message, like the type you can send on a typical cell phone. In the 1980s, standardization bodies determined that the maximum length of an SMS message should be 160 characters. Twitter followed suit, setting 20 of those characters aside for Twitter user handles. Originally, Twitter messages were all sent as SMS messages. It was only later with desktop clients and smartphone applications that the SMS limitations began to become more of a problem. Twitter had been addressing this in little ways over the years, incorporating tools like URL shorteners and other strategies to take some of the sting out of finding the right way to get your point across in limited space. But then came the expansion into 280 characters. Some people had a negative reaction to this, bemoaning what they perceived to be an oncoming era of loquacious tweets filling up their screens, I suppose. But according to Socialflow's research, people have been responding positively to the change in policy. The company states that between November 29th and December 6th, 2017, Twitter users would retweet messages below the old 140 limit about 13.71 times on average. For the longer messages, the number was closer to 26.52 times, almost twice as frequently. Likes, the indication that you think a particular tweet is pretty keen but you don't feel the need to repeat it necessarily, followed a similar pattern. Shorter messages were liked, on average, 29.96 times. Longer ones, 50.28 times. At first, people weren't using those extra characters very frequently. According to Twitter, only 5% of tweets during their test period actually exceeded 140 characters. Only 2% got as high as 190 characters. The company used those facts to reassure Twitter users that their experience reading tweets would not really change all that remarkably. I suppose I should take this as an opportunity to apologize to my own Twitter followers, as I am a wordy fellow, and I have taken great joy in rounding out those 280 characters more than once. If you want proof, just go to Twitter and follow @JohnStrickland. While the increase in engagement is a good thing, it hasn't stopped some analysts from viewing Twitter with a cautious eye. The Pew Research Center conducted a survey to find out which age groups gravitate to various social media platforms. Millennials, the largest generation in the United States, make up about 36% of Twitter's users. That might sound like a lot, but a glance over at Instagram shows that 60% of their users fall into the ages of 18 to 29 years old. Because of this and other factors, many tech analysts feel that Twitter is living on borrowed time. It's hard to argue that Twitter is useless. Millions of people still rely on this service daily. But its struggle to generate revenue and engage with younger customers isn't a great sign. To hear more about the Twitter story, as well as deep dives on all the major social media platforms, check out the Tech Stuff podcast. In this long-form show, I explore technologies, companies, and important people in greater detail. It publishes on Wednesdays and Fridays. I'll see you again soon.
It's brand new, season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.